On the 24th of June, the feast of Saint Chabel Makhlouf, this very image began circulating on Facebook. This story was taken from Claire Fernandez's Facebook group. The story talks about an Italian woman from Australia who had heard of Saint Chabel Makhlouf in Lebanon, and so she decided to go with her Lebanese friend and son to visit the shrine of the saint, as she was suffering from cancer. She arrived in Lebanon and went to the church only to discover that everything was closed. As she and her son walked back to the car, they noticed a priest walking by. The woman asked if the church was open, and the priest answered, "How can I help you?" She explained that she had come from Australia and was suffering from terminal cancer and just wanted to receive a blessing from the priest. The priest told her that he would give her a blessing. She asked her son to take a picture while the priest blessed her. She thanked the priest, got back in the car, and left. As they were driving back to the hotel, she, with her Lebanese friend, went through the photos on her phone and suddenly realized that the priest in the picture was actually Saint Chabel himself. She got back to Australia, went to the hospital, and tests confirmed that she no longer had cancer. The miracle was documented. Not much is known about the picture, but if this really is Saint Chabel, then one shouldn't be surprised to hear of a miraculous cure, as Saint Chabel himself over the years proved himself to be a powerful intercessor. Countless miraculous cures have been attributed to the Lebanese hermit. Saint Chabel, baptized as Youssef, which is Arabic for Joseph, was one of five children born into a poor family from a remote village in the hills of Lebanon. They were devout Maronite Catholics whose relatives included priests and monks. Youssef shepherded his family's small flock of animals when he was young. Very early on, he displayed a tender devotion to the Virgin Mary and a natural disposition toward prayer. His uncle and guardian, Tanias, wanted the boy to continue working with him, while his mother wanted him to marry a young woman. Youssef had other plans, however, and left home in 1851 without informing anyone. He was in his early 20s when he left the family home to enter a monastery. In due time, he made his religious profession and took the name Chabel after a 2nd century martyr from Antioch, a city not far from Lebanon. He then studied, was ordained a priest in 1859, and returned to his monastery to live as a strictly observant monk, practicing austere mortifications. The priest-monk lived and served in the monastery for 19 years, showing great devotion to the life of prayer, manual work, and contemplative silence. Chabel's superiors observed God's supernatural power at work in his life, and he became known as a wonder worker, even among some Muslims. In 1875, he was granted the privilege to live as a hermit in a chapel dedicated to Saints Peter and Paul, and under his monastery's supervision and care. And there he stayed alone, isolated, mortified, poor, reflective, and silent for the next 23 years in Christian solitary confinement, willingly separating himself from the world so he could more easily attach himself to Christ. He died of a stroke at the age of 70 while saying the Divine Liturgy. He slumped to the floor with the Holy Eucharist still in his hands. Although little was known during his life, miracles were attributed to the intercession of Saint Chabel soon after his death. His body was exhumed and for many decades was found to be incorrupt, although it eventually decomposed. Father Chabel was never photographed during his lifetime, and only a few monks ever saw him after he entered the monastery. But in 1950, some Maronite monks from the US visited Father Chabel's grave on his birthday and took a photo. When the film was developed, a mysterious hooded figure with a white beard appeared among them. When shown the photo, some elderly monks from the monastery had no doubt it was Chabel. All images of the hermit Chabel are based on this photo. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Saint Chabel, may your serene example of prayer, fasting, and mortification be an inspiration for all who do battle in the spiritual desert. For all who struggle with the sins and temptations offered by the world, the flesh, and the devil, help us to follow your unique path of holiness. Saint Chabel Makhlouf, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Anak mi ni Pepo. Akaf. Sharbil mako. Wayan bitkun emmi. Anap kun ma. Ubat diye kun tkun hadna. Tisunog alib na.